You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has put all nations on notice, saying the pandemic will only get worse if proven measures are not followed. Almost 13 million confirmed cases have been reported around the world, with 570,000 deaths. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says COVID-19 remains public enemy number one, but the actions of many governments and people don't reflect this. He says mixed messages from leaders are undermining public trust in efforts to bring the pandemic under control.
If governments do not clearly communicate with their citizens and roll out a comprehensive strategy focused on suppressing transmission and saving lives, if populations do not follow the basic public health principles of physical distancing, hand washing, wearing masks, and staying at home when sick, if the basics aren't followed, there is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Mixed messaging over the benefits of wearing masks continues, despite the fact that people have been using them in many countries for months, and in some jurisdictions, their use is compulsory. In Australia, authorities are merely encouraging their use in areas where there's been community spread and people believe they're not able to keep their distance from others. The British government has just announced that masks must be worn in shops and supermarkets from July 24th. Speaking before the announcement, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said masking up will make a difference.
I do think that in shops it is very important to wear a face covering if you're going to be in a confined space and you want us to protect other people and to receive protection in turn. Yes, face coverings, I think people should be wearing in shops. And in terms of how we do that, whether we make it mandatory or not, we'll be looking at the guidance. We'll be saying a little bit more in the next few days.
United States President Donald Trump has issued mixed messages on mask use, ranging from mocking people who wear them to saying he has no problem with them to finally being prepared to be filmed wearing a face mask. The US is the world's worst affected nation, with more than 3.3 million confirmed cases and more than 135,000 deaths. Mr. Trump continues to argue the high case numbers are the result of very high rates of testing.
They're always talking about cases, the number of cases. Well, it is a big factor that we have a lot of cases because we have a lot of testing, far more than any other country in the world, and it's also the best testing.
The US is experiencing a surge in many states, including Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state had decided to extend its orders closing bars and banning indoor dining to include other establishments.
Fitness centers, places of worship, offices for non-critical sectors, personal care services, that includes hair salons, barbershops, and indoor malls.
Whether schools should reopen in the United States in August is another source of mixed messaging. President Trump says on-campus teaching should occur, and he's accused those who have expressed misgivings of playing politics over the issue.
We have to open the schools, we have to get them open, and I think there's a lot of politics going along. I think they think they'll do better if they can keep the schools closed in the election. I don't think it's going to help them, frankly.
New York State's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Trump administration is in no position to criticize when it comes to public messaging.
They have been denying the reality of the situation from the beginning. It doesn't exist. It's going to go away. By Easter, we'll reopen. When it gets warm, it will go away like it's a miracle. It didn't go away. There was no miracle. You denied reality. This is their political agenda over public health policy. That's what this is. This is politically inconvenient in an election year.
The Americas are the current center of the pandemic, and Latin America has had at least 145,000 coronavirus-related deaths. Half of those deaths have been in Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro, who recently announced that he'd caught the virus, has played down the need to take strict measures. India is also struggling with the pandemic, with more than 23,000 deaths and more than 907,000 cases. And in South Africa, the sale of alcohol has been outlawed once again to try to minimise alcohol-related hospital admissions. The country has more than 276,000 cases, and there are fears the country will face hospital bed and oxygen shortages. Some South Africans, like this man in Soweto, think that banning alcohol sales is a worthwhile measure.
When one is intoxicated, he can have an accident at any time or what so not, and then we are going to fill those hospitals. Let us wait, let us be patient as a country. Alcohol does not go anywhere. Because this thing of banning alcohol is being done merely for the fact that hospitals must not be full, so to accommodate the victims of the virus.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.